Video: 3 killed as helicopter carrying National Guard soldiers. Border Patrol agent crashes at southern border. By Amy Furr on March 9, 2024. A helicopter on a mission over the southern border near Rio Grande City, Texas, crashed on Friday, killing 2 National Guard soldiers and a Border Patrol agent. A 4th soldier who was on board at the time of the crash was hurt and later listed in critical condition. The Associated Press, AP, reported Friday, noting officials were trying to determine the cause of the crash. Joint Task Force North said the UH-72 Lakota helicopter was working with the federal government's border security officials when the incident occurred. When the crash occurred, Mexican cartel members were heard laughing in video footage taken near the scene, according to Fox News. In video footage from a U.S. Customs and Border Protection CBP agent obtained by Fox News, cartel members were seen watching the National Guard's helicopter plummet to the ground with their drone. The disturbing footage showed the moment the helicopter crashed, and the cartel members were seen dashing through the field in La Guerra, Texas. Go to he, the cartel members were heard yelling in Spanish. Cartels frequent the La Guerra area where drug and human smuggling occur, the CBP agent explained. Readers may watch the clip here. Social media users shared their thoughts about the video. One person writing, "Joe Biden's America. This is sickening," another user commented. While someone else said, "This is so incredibly disturbing. At Joe Biden looks like more blood on your nasty hands." In a statement following the crash, National Guard Bureau Chief General Daniel Hokanson said the loss of life was tragic. "We mourn these heartbreaking deaths. They are a tragic loss beyond words. We pray for the speedy recovery of a 3rd Guard soldier who was seriously injured. All of these people represent selfless service and the best of America," he said. The names of those lost in the helicopter crash will not be released until their next of kin have been notified, according to officials with the Joint Task Force North.